I have it.
That boy like Madea. Let go, Madea.
Tonga by Lord. Blocked by Armstead. Two into the end zone. Caught for the touchdown! Caught for the touchdown! Waddle! Miami has taken the lead!
Dak, what the f*** I do?
It's your two favorite degenerates back again with another Day One Dolphins podcast. Once again, hosted by your boy Ouch. Follow me on Twitter at YFinsYY. Here with me is my fellow lifelong Miami Dolphins fan, Chief Sutt, a.k.a. Coach Sutt. Please throw him a follow on Twitter at Chief Sutt. Follow our podcast Twitter at Day One Dolphins. Stay up to date with what we got going on. Let's get down to it. What's going on, Sutt?
I'm feeling like SpongeBob, Brody. I'm ready.
Okay. I was wondering where you're going with that.
I'm ready. I know you got your drafting today. I got my dynasty draft tomorrow. I got my big money league drafting on Wednesday. Bye week for the high school kids. I'm in it.
Oh, you're on the bye?
Yeah, we need it.
That's an early bye, I feel like.
Yeah, it is. When he made the schedule, this second team that we played, technically the third, that was like the hardest game on the schedule. And they knew that going into it. So he wanted to give them a break and then district start.
Oh, y'all go out and support them boys at Hollins High School.
Yeah, pull up.
They're getting coached up.
We're out here working, but it's cool. My boy Romano, he's on the staff for St. Thomas Aquinas out in Lauderdale. And He used to coach at Central. And the year he got there, they were coming off a 1-10 season, and they went like 4-5 with him and ended up developing some kids and sending some kids to college. And he's like, bro, that first year at just a local public high school is like playing NCAA 14 and starting with Old Dominion. And he's not wrong.
I won an insane parlay one time with Old Dominion in it, so they're forever. I hold them close to my heart.
Was it like an 8-leg or some crackhead stuff that you were doing?
No, it was only 4 teams, and they were all like bad underdog teams. And I was just like, I read somebody took it. He's like, I'm taking this all underdog parlay, and I was like, all right, I'll do it.
I'm with that.
It was like Coastal, Old Dominion, like 2 other teams, and then they all won. I won like $1,000.
That's right, baby.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you
it's
win
a highlight
it.
Of my life.
Yeah, hopefully the highlight's getting vengeance, because you're going to be live and in
no
person.
No gambling this season, baby.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm off the books.
Good. Then stay off them.
Last year, what really made me, like, no joke, I'm not even trying to be funny here, but last year what really did it for me is I had a big up and down with baseball season, and then football season comes around, I'm like everybody else, I'm like, oh yeah, this is what I know. You know what I mean? This is easy right here.
Right.
Like the baseball, it's up and down. But so you know I'm taking Broncos, got Russell Wilson, I'm just going to take them week one, and they get smacked. And I'm like, I put like $200 on the first game, and I'm like, all right, just feeling out the water.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, certainly the Broncos are going to figure it out. You know what I mean? So I'll just keep riding with them.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I was like 4 in before they got their next primetime game, and I was like, I'm done.
It took four weeks. I mean, I respect the loyalty, and everything was there, you know? They just couldn't come together and take it seriously. But if you want to put through me, I mean, I'm not on the books, but, you know, we can put 200 on Broncos country for a couple weeks. I'm down to ride.
I'm just like, they're not going to lose all their games, right? I was wrong. They did lose most of their games.
It didn't make sense, but they just blamed it on Nathaniel Hackett, fired him, and then they started looking okay. So that's not your fault. You didn't know that Nathaniel Hackett was that much of a, I don't know, even know what the term would be. I guess just not prepared for the job.
Yeah, he's a Jet, so I don't feel bad slandering him, but, you know, I don't know if he deserved as a coach what Sean Payton dished out for him. Made me not like Sean Payton even more than I don't already.
Sean Payton's out here headhunting. It's on paper. And
he just put a hit out for Eli Apple's knees. 08. That was his baby mama.
Yeah, that's his old girl. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's going to be a funky situation over there. I'm excited for when we play them.
Yeah, me too. I'm excited to see, like, all right, are you going to, like, force Russell Wilson to play in the Sean Payton scheme that he would definitely not be comfortable in? Or is Sean Payton going to try to reinvigorate Russell Wilson's, you know, old Russ, have him throwing outside on the run?
I believe they have Vegas week one. So, I mean, Max Crosby's coming for you. You better be ready for something. And if Russ is going to try to, like, you know, not use his legs, that's probably not the game to do it. So
he's getting old too, so he ain't going to be running around. I was looking, he's like top 10 rushing yards for players that are still in the league right now, all positions included.
That's so awesome.
Like almost 5,000 yards.
He's unlimited.
Mr. Unlimited. Right. On that note, let's go ahead and do the schedule prediction. We will alternate games, and I kind of want you to go first because I don't even want to. I can do this one.
I like this one.
I'm going to this game, and I'm scarred from last time.
This is the vengeance you'll get. No financial gain, no financial involvement. This is just for the heart. And I think Tua and them boys know that we were there. You know, I flew all the way over from the other side of the country for it, and they feel bad. And
they should feel bad.
Yeah. Tyreek did his best, but, like, you know, it wasn't enough. So they're going to try their best this time, and it's going to be enough. I think our defense tightens up. I'm hoping that if we're on the red zone, we don't line up 12 to 15 yards off of them in man coverage and just let Austin Eckler get a check down straight to the half yard line. I would hope. But I don't think it'll even be that close. I think we smacked them up a little bit. I think we just come out too fast, regardless of who we've added. Even if we didn't have A-Train, even if, you know, Jeff Wilson is on IR, they still got to deal with Heem. And Heem is like that. Our receiving core speaks for itself. And this will be a really good test for our defense. But I think this is where Chubb and Phillips show everybody the work they've been putting in. Because this is the kind of quarterback that you just, he's not going to run nowhere. He'll try to scoot it a little bit. And yes, Justin Herbert can run. I'm not going to hate on him like to that extent. He can move if he needs to move, but
he's no Easton Stick.
You know what I mean, dude?
Like, he's no Easton Stick.
Easton zipping out there. So I think Chubb and JP are fast enough to get to him. I think this one's 34-21 Miami football team. Actually, let's go 35. Let's make it 21. Even. Let's make it even. 35. I don't know where I got 34 from.
Okay. I got us winning this game, but I got it very close. So I'll agree with you. I think it'll be a little bit closer in score. Let's say, I don't know, 21-24, something like that. Maybe a little higher scoring, 31-34, something like that.
So we were both in the 21 range. You changed yours just because you didn't want to be similar to me, which is fine. But mm-hmm. I think if our defense is really what it's supposed to be, there should be no more than 21 points. And that's given a lot of respect to the Chargers. We know they're going to throw the ball a lot and, like, they're going to score. If we shut...
To be honest, I'm a little worried about the defense.
Yeah?
Yeah, like, genuinely. Like, we got to keep in mind, like, I know everything's supposed to add up and 1 + 1 = 2, and Vic Fangio's, you know, one of the best defensive coordinators of the generation that we could have hired, and all the talent is there, but, you know, we are transitioning from one style defense to the other, mm-hmm. you know, that all these guys that we've watched, like, really ball in are switching over a scheme they played for the last 3 years straight. You know, some of these guys, that's the only NFL scheme they've played so far defensively. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
So we'll see. I really hope they're ready for it. I can't tell the difference between if Vic Fangio is, like, actually disappointed in the production or if that's just his usual demeanor when it comes to talking about his players. I saw Benjamin Albright, who was a big reporter for the Broncos, big Broncos guy, mm-hmm. and he was talking about how, you know, if you watch Vic Fangio speak, he never speaks highly about his players unless they're, like, bona fide all-stars. That kind of made me feel a little bit better about it, but he is less than pleased with the defense. Let's say that. And so going into the season knowing that is a little worrisome.
And I can understand. He was talking, I think, specifically about defensive line, right? Or was he just talking about the defense in whole?
He was saying that there are some positions that need extra bodies and need help, which I assumed was linebacker. He doesn't mention David Long, so I don't know what to think about that. Mm-hmm. It would be crazy to me that the defensive line would be the one. But we saw in preseason exactly what it looked like when Christian Wilkins and Dax Healer weren't out
there.
It was like, give up, like wave the white flag.
I'm trying to tell you, bro. And like going into it after cuts, you take the two of them out. Let's say they're just out for personal reasons. The only defensive linemen we have on paper are Ogbah, Raekwon Davis, and Brandon Peely. And they're all pretty solid, but he's not. He's not wrong. There definitely needs to be more bodies there. But anyway.
Week two. We're on to Sunday, September 17th. We head up to New England. This is a night game, so pretty cool. NBC night game. I will say we win this one handedly because Tua doesn't lose to the Patriots. They should be better, but they're still like quite clearly number four in the division rankings.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird because, like, I do see a way in a world where all four of these teams make the playoffs and break an NFL record. I don't even know if that's ever been done before where the entire division makes the playoffs. But
it couldn't have happened till last year when they added the third wild card spot. Now it can happen.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They cut both their backup quarterbacks, which was a shock. But night game, early in the season, won't be too cold yet. They're still early in their season. We've got some continuity on both sides of the ball, player-wise. I think that this is an easy dub. Let's go ahead and say another 30 burger somewhere up there. Let's call it 31-2. They are not dropping no 30 on us. Let's call it 31-17 dub over New England. What say you?
I don't mind that score. New England's New England, but this is football night in America, and I think this is we were on point with the Tua revenge tour. He was getting his revenge last year, and I think this is part two, and he turns it up a notch. I think this is 28 zip. So like you said, wow. It's easy. But offensively, I just don't see it with them. I like Ramondre Stevenson. That's it.
And Zeke.
Yeah.
They got Ramondre and Zeke for the run game. And then they got, you know, they're gonna use the hell out of those tight ends.
Yeah.
It's looking like a Mike Gesicki, Hunter Henry, Ezekiel Elliott, Ramondre Stevenson show.
Is Gesicki is he going to be healthy for our game?
Yeah, I think it's the 2019 Dolphins scheme up there, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, it's scrappy, but mm-hmm. I've seen it not do anything. So
yeah, I've seen it win four games.
Yeah, so I think it's gonna be an easy one. I think the one that's not going to be easy is the following week. You might not agree, but I don't know. It just, I like Sean Payton. I like Mr. Unlimited. I like that defense. I liked them last year, just like you did. And I don't feel like they've gotten any worse. I think if anything, they started to put it together at the end of last year and they've improved. And, you know, you got Samaje Perine in the building too. Like, never know with that guy. So we still win. But this one's a little bit tighter. I think the Tua man's going to have to pull it out last minute, maybe 2 minute, somewhere in that vicinity. Let's go 35-28 Miami Dolphins.
Okay.
Live from Hard Rock Stadium.
You got it still as a close one. So you got the Broncos. You got a little bit more respect on them. I know the talent's there, but same thing for them. New scheme. New everything, new coach. They cleaned house. Their defense on paper are some of my favorite, like PS2. Patrick Surtain Jr. is just. I thought we were going to draft him that year because Flores was friends with his dad, but he's an amazing player. Justin Simmons is a dog. They got some real like bodies on the defensive line still. But they're coming to Miami as their as our home opener. You know what I mean? So,
oh yeah,
I don't see it going like that. I don't see the home opener in Miami versus this team who's has so many changing parts and a new scheme and a new head coach. I don't see it working out. But maybe they throw a little, they show a little flash, get people convinced that they're better than last year.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see them in the thick of the AFC race at the end of the year. That's my hopes, at least.
All right.
We'll win it, but I think we win it a little bit more handedly than you thought. I think this is another, like, let's call it 28 to 16. How about that?
Six. I thought you were going to hit him with a 28 zip, following my 28 zip.
Nah, but that is a good score prediction for that first New England game. You're right. I was trying to just be – sometimes I just try to choose, like, you know.
You want
to
be friendly with it sometimes. You don't want to be just a straight-up hater. You want to be – you respect the game, yeah. You know, and you respect
– But we did that to them, though, so you're right.
We like, do that to them, dog.
Yeah. What, man, don't lose to Belichick?
I can't wait to say that again.
Oh, it's great. It's my favorite thing. Aside from football, I love chicken parm. I love chocolate milk. I love so many things, but the fact that Bill Belichick has never beaten Tua just fires me up, dude.
Yeah, it doesn't get any better than that. Yeah. But on the opposite end of the spectrum,
yeah,
we got the Buffalo Bills the next game, and that is in Buffalo, New York. So two games on the road early versus what we would normally play in the freezing cold. We play in before or on October 1st. So pretty dope that we get to go up to New England and Buffalo, New York.
Knock them out.
While it's still, you know, it might be a little cold up there in October for sure, but it isn't going to be anything like it was last year. This is get the monkey off your back, bro. We came so close. Beat them at home last year in a dogfight, to be honest. And then it has been a dogfight with them pretty much every time we see them. So close to beating them in the playoffs with Skylar Thompson. So close to beating them in Buffalo in the snow with Tua. Both of those games looked like it could have gone either way if you would have added another 15 seconds to the game. Mm-hmm. So we finally look like we have like an opponent that, you know how you watched Buffalo and Kansas City and you're just like, well, if the game just went on another minute, we'd never be able to tell who was going to win. We have a team, you know, like that now. We're hanging with those guys in those shootouts, and I think that we can do that with Buffalo and that we should be able to win this game. If you go in and you win this game right here, I think this is the most important of the first four games, you could argue.
Right.
This is a big statement game. This shows everybody in every other division. This shows every other team that has to play you for the rest of the season. Like, okay, you know, this is the person that we're looking at for the AFC East. This is where you cement you're the leader of the division. Now, do I think we're going to win this game? Man, this one's a toss-up. There's so many different things at play here. If both teams are completely healthy, it should be a shootout, just like we said. But I'm going to go ahead and say we drop this one just to make it fair and even with the division standings here. I don't think we're going to sweep a clean 6-0. So let's say we drop this one, but it's another close game where we lose it like 28-31.
Not bad.
What do you say?
I almost agree with the score. But I don't agree with who's going to win. Everything you said about it being a statement game and this is putting your meat on the table and showing everybody what time it is. I just think Tua, man, coming off the come from behind / 2-minute win in at home the week before against the Broncos. He's going to be coming off that momentum and he's going to do it again. But this time he's going to do it in Buffalo with everybody watching. So I was going to give it 27-24. Jason Sanders nails one to close it. But, start off 4-0. Knock out two divisional opponents early. Get up 2-0 in the division early. And run to New York.
Yeah, we are. two New York teams back to back.
Yeah, and which I don't mind because, like you said, it's not going to be freezing. It could. I don't think it's going to snow that early, but even if it does, bro, nothing's going to be colder than what they played in last year, and they proved that they can play in that. So I like that we're getting New England and Buffalo out of the way before November. And
then you turn it back home for this one.
Exactly. Giants coming to us, which that's a team that, you know, they're probably going to benefit from playing then versus playing us in like September. It'll be a little bit cooler, but you never know, man. This has been the hottest summer we've had statistically ever. So.
Oh, it's been roasting over here. I've been begging to be in Florida at this point.
Pull up, bro. You know where we at. But
yeah,
I like the G-men. I like Brian Daboll. I like them to make some moves in that crappy division, but they can't beat us. So this is a little bit of a trappy game, but I like the idea of us at home. Their defense is pretty dope, and I like the Isaiah Simmons addition because they got him for like 6 shekels and Hershey Giss, like free.
Crazy.
But we just can't drop this one. We're on Fox. I'm going to go... Let's drop 35 on the G-men, and I'll give them 17.
Wow.
Yeah, because Saquon's on my dynasty team, so let's get some bread.
I think they should be a lot better. I'm kind of high on the Giants this year, man. Like, they're like one of my NFC teams that, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing do well because – I got a lot of family from up there in New York, and none of them are Jets or Bills fans, thank God. So it's like I can respect their fandom. I think Danny Dimes took a step forward with Daboll, man, and that it should be a closer contested game this year. I would love to boat race them, but I think they're more of a competent team. They're going to have a solid run game too. You know, they got that kid Jalin Hyatt who's going to be a problem. They got, like you said, the Isaiah Simmons addition. They have arguably the best defensive line in football.
Yeah, Dexter Lawrence. You know, he's real.
It might be a long game. You know, this might be a more of a little war in the trenches over here. So I'm going to say it closer than what you said. Put it like a lower scoring game as well for both teams, even if we outscore them. Maybe like 24 to... 17.
Okay.
Something like that. We still walk away with the dub at home.
We both got them dropping 17. It's just the scoring. You got.
Yeah, I think they'll be a little bit harder to get over that. I mean, we watched the last time they played and their team was way worse and we still looked stagnant, but.
We do
it
that.
It wasn't last year, it was the year before, so to be fair.
That used to be a habit that we had. And like, I think McDaniel's done a good job of breaking it for the most part. But that's the kind of thing that would make me nervous about, like, say, that home opener, if they just come out being weird early on.
Yeah.
Or, like, some of these other teams, like, if you just come out playing weird early, you can get behind without really doing anything, you know?
We got to start fast. This first half of this schedule is tough, and, you know, we can't afford to do the whole 0-4 thing and save the season, or 1-3, and you know it just can't be like that. So, but the next game is Panthers, which I think should be top two easiest games on the schedule. October 15th, we also play them in Miami. This is another 1 o'clock game for you. Me, it's at 10 a.m. banger.
Oh yeah.
Cheapest game also, if you're looking to go to grab tickets to a game, it would be like this one, Commanders or Titans. But they got a rookie quarterback who I don't think is going to be bad, but he ain't gonna have it figured out this year. And they just have, like, you know, they have a couple talented pieces scattered out across the team, but this team is still putting the pieces together. So this should be a... This should be an easy clap here. This should be a, who knows, we might put 40-something points on these boys. But we'll play it safe and we'll go, oh, man. Do you think they can't score 2 touchdowns?
I think they can.
All right. First set, I'll give it 17 to 38.
I like that.
Just 2 touchdowns and a field goal for them. And I'm going to say that some of those points are in garbage time, but we still win. That was, what do you think?
That was a Fetty Wap score.
Yeah.
17-38. But what was the type of star that young Jeezy was? Do you remember?
Wait, is this a trick question?
No.
Trap star?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a T-R-A-P-S-T-R. He don't even put the A in it. He just said S-T-R.
And he loved it.
I love it.
I think this is about as crappy as a trap game gets. And yes, it should be the first or second easiest schedule or game on our schedule. But like you said, the G-Men is probably going to be a dogfight in the trenches. I'm just hoping Teron's fully healthy and everybody's good so we just don't have to sweat it. Because muscle on muscle, when we're fully healthy, I think we can hang with pretty much anybody. But Giants are serious, and I like Kayvon Thibodeau. So you come from that to the Panthers, who have everyone just telling them how trash they are and how trash they're going to be. They want to get a win in Hard Rock Stadium. They want to beat Tua. And Bryce Young playing against Tua, that's going to be a bigger thing for Bryce than it is for Tua. So I think you're just going to have one of those games where if we come out being really lazy because we're looking at Philadelphia or we're just tired from New York and we're not thinking much on the Panthers, it just happens. I don't think we lose. I just think we come out slow and it's really weird. And, you know, maybe it's like 7-7 at halftime or like 14-7 them or something weird like that at half. And we're like, yeah, what the hell? And then we got to turn it up. So I'll give it to us, you know, 28-21. But I got my eye on that one. It's a weird one. And I don't know. Something about Bryce Young. I just really like him. He's very smooth. And he's not really typical when it comes to his scrambling. He'll scramble, mm-hmm. scramble. But then he'll completely set his feet, no matter where he is, and just deliver a 50-yard rocket. Or like just...
I've never seen somebody make so many good incomplete passes in preseason where... You could tell what he was attempting to do was like, okay, you're used to making special throws. That's why you're trying these right here. It didn't look like somebody like Zach Wilson doing it or even Tua trying to do something crazy they can't do. The stuff that he was doing, it looked like, okay, you're used to doing this because you can do it. And they didn't get completed in preseason, but you might see some special stuff happen out of that kid.
I agree.
During the regular season.
Yeah, man, he's clean. But another kid that's clean, another Alabama guy. Alabama quarterbacks, man, just running the league.
Yeah, we got two back-to-back here.
Yeah, we're heading to Football Night in America.
Three back-to-back. We got three Bama quarterbacks back-to-back-to-back.
Wow, that's awesome. That's fucking crazy. Look at Saban. Look at God. But we're going to the Illidale Football Night in America. They might have ouch in person for this one. We'll see. We got to make sure, you know, you stay strapped up for that.
Get stabbed to death in the parking lot.
I'll grind you up a shiv for your trip. I think this is going to be our most fun game on the schedule. I think the Tua versus Hurts thing is going to be a storyline they're really going to be selling, especially at this point with Tua being 6-0 with two come from behind victories leading, you know, a top three offense. I think Philadelphia is going to be a really good team. I wouldn't be surprised if they come out a little slower than they did last year. I know they have, you know, the Super Bowl hangovers and all that. I don't think they'll be a bad team that like misses the playoffs and all that, but I wouldn't be surprised if they are just a gear slower and just kind of a step back.
Week 7.
Yeah, I know. So, that being said, they're going to be cranked up and they're going to want it, but I just think it means more to us than it does to them. And I think Tua goes to the link and just snakes one real quick. So let's go. That defense is nuts. Let's go 21-17, because shout out to Jake Elliott, Miami football team.
Wow.
Yeah. 7-0, two primetime victories, two come from behind victories. The Tua MVP campaign is going crazy at this point. They finally see the power of a Polynesian with his sleeve. What do you got?
And so far, this is two night games that we play on the road. And this one, man, October 22nd in Philly at a night game in Philly. You could argue this is the best roster in football. And they just got better. Like, they literally got better again. They're so good that you think they're at the point to where, you know, they have to start coming down from that peak, the pinnacle of their team building.
Yeah, nah.
It's not happened yet. They got rid of Hargraves, replaced him with an absolute stud at the same position. Young kid, rookie, the Georgia kid.
Yeah.
And then, like, you're just looking, you're like, oh, Denver's going to get rid of that pretty good tight end who has his name I can't pronounce, Albert something.
Owega Wama Wama Lama Cam.
Yeah, exactly. And then you're just like, oh, they traded for him. And they just don't. Their biggest holes are at linebacker, and it's not that big of a hole. Other than that, it's really their only Achilles heel is what it looks like. I don't see us winning this game is what I'm getting at. It's a good team. I'd rather lose this game right here and then beat them in the Super Bowl. So should be a fun game still, but 65,000 people draped in dark green jerseys yelling racist slurs at all of our players on Sunday night, October 22nd. I think they end up walking away with the win. Hopefully we make it a little bit more competitive. And I hope that we end up being in a shootout with every team that's a top five team, like the Chiefs, the Eagles. But I'm looking at it being maybe like 21-28 we lose by a touchdown.
I can respect that completely. They are the best football team. They are the best constructed. Again, it's just going to be an SEC championship match with all that Georgia and Alabama talent all over the place. But I think we just have a little bit more sauce. And I think when the lights come on and we're on the big screen, that's just what Tua does. And the whole narrative, Tua hurts, that whole thing. Tua needs to have one of those seasons where he just shuts all that up and just puts all down. And he was starting to do it last year. And the only thing people can hang their hats on is this concussion thing. And you're already seeing him rolling different, wearing the different helmet. He's got it taken care of as much as one can. So now the only play is to slay some dragons on their crib on primetime for everybody to just see. Here you go. Yes, I'm left-handed.
Should be a good game.
Yeah.
The third Alabama quarterback that we play in a row, though, is going to be our at-home game versus the Patriots. So we see them. This is a spooky game. This is the weekend before Halloween.
Yep. Arguably the best Alabama quarterback, depending on who you ask.
Who, Mac Jones? Who?
Mac Jones.
No shot.
Never.
This kid's a scrub.
Yeah, he sucks. This isn't even going to be a
game. This kid looks like just... He looks like if your neighbor made it to the NFL and you told everybody about it, that's how he would play. Like, your neighbor would never be Jalen Hurts that grew up down the street. It would be Mac Jones, and he looks like just, I don't even know, man. I don't believe in him. I have no problem going on record saying I don't believe in him. I never believed in him. That Pro Bowl, quote-unquote Pro Bowl year that he had just missed me with all that. I think this is another handedly taking care of the Patriots here. Probably, I don't know. You hyped me up with the zero that you gave them last time. They're scoring points this game, though, for sure.
You think?
Yeah. Let's say they score two field goals, two touchdowns. What does that put them at?
Two field goals, 19, two touchdowns?
18, 17, 20, yeah. 20. Somewhere around there. We'll say 20 points to 31 points.
Miami football team.
I'm going to get one of these right.
You're going to get a bunch of them right, dude. hopefully I'm right about all just the wins, and you can have all the numbers that you want.
I got to get one score prediction per year.
Cool. Yeah, I'd like to go back on ours from last year. That'd be a funny review to just do, like, in Discord. But
yeah, we should.
I think the Pat
laugh at ourselves,
dude. I mean, hey, laugh at you talking about the Vikings. I told you that one was gonna be funky. But this one, I could also see it being spooky. One of those just really corny New England's just running the ball down our throat games and then hitting people in the flats and just corny tight end stuff. This will be the Gesicki revenge game because he's back in Hard Rock. So I agree. They do score more than zero this time. I still don't think it's much. Let's go with 28-17, the Miami Dolphins. And then
I like that.
Yeah. We don't have to play against an Alabama quarterback for the next one, thankfully.
But boy.
We're going to play against the best quarterback in the league, arguably the best quarterback of all time.
Ever.
I think you can start having that argument, especially when he gets a third ring. He's not even 30 years old. He has like two MVPs, two rings. He goes straight. He's been to the AFC Championship over half the years that he's been a starter. Like, people don't do that. And the yardage and everything else, it'll catch up in the next 5 to 10 years. He'll smoke past everybody. But yeah, with that being said, I don't know about our odds going to Deutsche Bank Park. I know we're the second most popular team out there. And shout outs to the Jags. I knew they were going to cheat their way into one last year. But I just love Patrick so much. And I think this one's just a little too much for us to deal with. We're 8-0. We're chilling. But that's just a long trip after a stretch of just really physical games. Your least physical might be that Panthers game, but who knows? But from week one on, every game is just a bunch of guys on defense that are bringing it. So all that, then we got to go to Germany and outscore Patrick. I just don't see it. 35-21 Chiefs, our first loss of the season going into the bye. We get a break. How are you feeling?
I'm not as sure that we lose this one. I think that the fact that they play it, you know, so early and they have to travel over to Germany to do so, I think it kind of evens. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a blowout one way or the other, like a totally uncharacteristic type of game for either of these teams, just because, you know, it's on the other side of the world in a stadium neither of them have ever been to.
Right.
But I could see us being the one that pulls it out. I could see this being like a really important game to Tyreek Hill. You know, I could see us pulling this one out because of like I said, it being so early and being across the country. I definitely could see it going the other way too, but I wouldn't necessarily mark this one down as an L this time. I think I'm gonna put this as a win. Most of the people will wake up and see this.
Wow.
For the first slate of games and just see the highlights on TV and how it went. But I'm going to say we win this game.
And
say we win this game. Very close game, though. Maybe this game goes into overtime.
Overtime?
Yeah, this game goes into overtime. We win it in overtime. It's 31-31, and we go into overtime and win.
Wow.
By a field goal.
The Florida brunch spots will be going crazy with OT rolling through with the mimosas, brother.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be 9:30 for you. You're going to get a little taste of what it's like every weekend for me.
Yeah, a little football breakfast action.
6:30 in the morning for me.
That's absurd.
Yeah, but I'll be there. I'll be awake.
Nah, you will. You think that game is going to be a statement game for Tua? Like, take out Pat Mahomes, do that whole number?
I mean, last time we know it was a little bit of garbage time involved, but he did start slinging that thing. They gave him a little freedom. I know that he cares. I know that he knows that people are going to watch it. This is going to be a highlight. If the Chiefs beat up on us, this is going to be a replayed all day long, you know, on ESPN highlight reel for them, vice versa. So I think you need to do it. And I'm hoping that Tyreek's in his ear. Being like, nah, man, this is what we're going to do. Like, this is the one. He's got it circled. Tyreek Hill has his game circled.
Yeah,
them last year.
He wants 400 yards against them. He wants the ball every play. He's a psychopath, but I mean, we may be able to give it to him that much because we go into the bye immediately after.
I'll say, yeah, bye week, and then we play at what I think they ranked as the best stadium in football. Was it the Raiders' new stadium? Allegiant Stadium is the best stadium in football now?
It was, but this game's at home.
Oh, my mistake. Yes, thank God. I love playing the Raiders at home ever since 2018. I think we played the Raiders in the early game three, I want to say.
Was that
2018?
Was that the Jordy Nelson long touchdown really, really early?
This was the Albert Wilson.
Yes.
100 and whatever.
Yeah, me and my dad had season tickets that year, and that was the game where we got to, like, you know, the people that bring the flag out, like, across the entire field? Yeah. We were on the Raiders sideline, and I was, like, a couple feet from Marshawn. And I'm just like, oh, beast mode, beast mode. He wouldn't look at me. Gruden wouldn't look at me. Jordy Nelson wouldn't look at me. I was like, damn. And then by the time we got back up to our seats, Jordy Nelson had already, like, scored. It was like first or second play. Just he stiff-armed somebody and took off like 60, 70 yards.
So basically they came down there. It was hot as hell. And they beat up on us that first half. And it looked grim. And then you could just see them wearing all black down there in that sun for that whole hour, man. Halftime came around and they looked like a totally different team. Like they were beat down in all black from the sun, and we just had that second half and turned it into like a track race. You thought we had Tyreek Hill on the team because of how fast everybody was blown by the Raiders. It was crazy.
It was awesome.
Never forget it. But that reminds me of this game. Hopefully in November 19th in Miami, it's still hot as hell, and they come down wearing all black, and they figure out it ain't the inside of Allegiant Stadium anymore, boys. And we hand it to them. Also, I'd like to point out that Jimmy G, this will be the fourth time that Jimmy G plays against the Miami Dolphins, and it would have to be the first time that he remains on the field for 60 minutes because he's been injured, as we said on this podcast, all three times out of the last three times that he's played against Miami. Once in New England, twice in the 49ers, now he's on the Raiders. I'm willing to bet he doesn't see the end of the game, and we get to see a little bit of, what's the dude, Aiden O'Connell, little mustache man?
Hey, he's not bad.
Calling it now. Jimmy doesn't make it through the whole game versus our defense.
And that's not a wild take. That's not a rude take. That's not being disrespectful. That's just statistically probable.
Yeah. And I think we win it. Yeah, I'm not scared of them at all, boy. Not at all. I'm not scared of the Raiders.
Nah.
Another 30 piece on them. 35-16. See you later, Raiders. Enjoy your season. What do you think?
I love it. I don't have a lot to say about this. I think we just blow them out. I think this one, it has the idea of a trap game, you know, coming off the bye, coming off the long season, got Jets basically prime time next week, short week. But I think we just dog them. 250 plus rushing yards. Throw all over them. I like their skill guys. I like Jacobs. I like Devontae Adams. But like you said, Jimmy G, I don't think he's really him. If he's even healthy at this point in the season, I'm not really stressing him as a player. He's never finished against us, so I don't really know how to gauge him. He was actually cooking us.
I don't even know what he looks like in the fourth quarter. Couldn't even tell you.
Now, I will say that first New England game, he was cooking us. And then Jacoby Brissett came in and cooked us.
We almost had – we slowly started to come back on Jacoby, but Jimmy was cooking. Boy,
yeah.
We were getting tore up.
He was like 23 or 25, some crazy stuff. I was like, oh, hell no.
I think he dropped four touchdowns.
Yeah, no, but we're going to give it to him this time. Hard Rock Stadium is going to make him feel it because no one likes him. Let's go 40-17 Miami Dolphins.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh.
40.
I also wanted to mention on that Chiefs one, I forgot, bro. That has to be the first time in the show's history where you took the big heavyweight brawl and had us winning it. And I had us losing. Yeah,
you got to see on my screen, it says 6:30 a.m. So to me, I'm just like, anybody can win that game, man. It's like you get in a fight with a bum at the airport at 6:30. You don't know who's going to win that game.
Yeah, he could be like trained in jiu-jitsu and stuff. But
yeah, you might not have your wits about you. Maybe you were out last night.
That's fair. And I know a couple of people that might go out the night before in New York, but I'm not really worried about it. We're on Prime Video. It's Friday Night Lights. I'm thankful for it. A little Black Friday action.
Yeah, this is the Thanksgiving.
Yep. I'm excited for this one. I don't fear the Jets. And when they ask me at the table, just like, you know, if you'd like to remind everybody, who were you thankful for last year?
Teron Armstead.
I'm going to go ahead and get out ahead of it now. I'm thankful for Bradley Chubb, as well as Jalen Phillips. And if I had to pick one, I'm going to pick Phillips because I just see it this year. But one of them, if not both of them, is just going to own this game and just make Aaron Rodgers just reconsider everything and start talking retirement going into week 13. So
they're going to send Mekhi Becton to the bench this game.
Oh my God. He's going to get ran into the bench. They're going to blow right past him. And then in a couple of plays, they'll bull rush him into it. Because they're just not ready for all that. And I don't care how the rest of our defense looks at this point. Do you think Jalen Ramsey's back?
Yes.
So come on, man. Let's go 24-10. Miami Dolphins. Live from Jet Life Stadium. Hopefully everybody can get out of there in one piece. But shout outs to Prime Video.
I hate that he said that. I haven't even been watching it. I can't stand it.
It's just propaganda. And then they've been just trying to make Nathaniel Hackett look cool. And I can just see why he didn't make it as a head coach, because he's trying to bro down too hard. He's the exact opposite of Mike Tomlin.
Yeah. I'm going to say they score 20. I'm going to say we win, but it's 20-28.
I like that one.
Big dub. Next game is, I might go to this game actually. It would be really cool. I might be able to go to the Hard Rock for Christmas.
Nice.
Oh wait, that's not this game. I'm skipping forward to the other Jets game. Sorry, we're going to the Commanders this game.
Yeah, I was like,
at Washington. Sorry,
I was like, you're heading out to FedEx Field, dog. Nice.
I'm like, the season's over already, dog. Commanders game. This is a trap game. I'm not scared of. Everyone's like, Sam Howell. Like, what, dude? What? He might be good, but let's everybody contain themselves here.
It's partially the Sam Howell thing, and it's partially Eric Bieniemy being there, and like,
oh man,
he's gonna revamp all of it.
Everyone on Twitter's like, Patrick Mahomes is a system quarterback. Bieniemy is the guy, you know. Now, Howell's gonna look just like. They do statistics about Bieniemy, and they're like, the last quarterback that Bieniemy coached for 3 years had this production in this system. Expect Sam Howell to do this. And it's like, they're saying it like facetiously because obviously it's Patrick Mahomes. But we'll see. They got some weapons though, man. They really. Jahan Dotson, Terry McLaurin, Brian Robinson Jr. I think he's going to have a bigger year. The defense is absolutely loaded from front to back.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to their home, but they're one of those poverty franchises that we should easily beat. But if I had to choose a trap game, it would be either this one or the next one. So which one do I decide on? I'm gonna go ahead and say we win this one. Trap game is going to be the next one for me. I'm going to say we win this one 24-10.
Nice. I'm with that.
How about you?
Yeah. I believe this is a trap game too. Yeah. I can respect that call. I just actually don't think we win. I think they match up really weird with us, and it is very trappy because again, we're going back on primetime for the third time this year in week 14, which is super fire. But we're just not worried about the Manders. We're just coming off Prime Video. Like, no. So I think Jahan Dotson and Antonio Gibson just give us so many matchup problems. They're just pretty shifty. They're strong. It can get weird. And I think it does get weird. They're at home. They ride the momentum. They're all hype trying to do something in their division potentially because their division's buns besides
because
the
they could have made the playoffs with 5 wins last year.
You know what I mean? So they can push, and I think that's a game for them to try to, prove a game for them. It's a whatever game to us. I actually think we dropped that one.
Was that your second loss?
Second loss, yep.
What does that put us both at 2 losses?
Nah, that's hot. I'll give it... I don't want to overdo them. Let's give them 27-20 Manders. Second loss of the year, and then you can catch us on ESPN Deportes live from Hard Rock Stadium. We got converted Texas A&M wide receiver Ryan Tannehill coming to town. As a Dolphins fan, how many times have you heard converted Texas A&M wide receiver Ryan Tannehill?
They definitely said it a lot more in the beginning. You don't hear it much anymore, but
because they hate us and they don't mind the Titans because Vrabel's cool.
Yeah. He was an MVP candidate the day he left Miami. It was insane.
Underdog sleeper. But
years of me defending the man, and he just turns into an MVP candidate and takes Marcus Mariota's job like nothing.
If we've ever seen a great Ryan Tannehill game, we're going to see it right here. This is the Tanchai's revenge game, and I think with all his might, it just ain't enough. Because you're going to be putting Javon Holland on Monday Night Football, I believe, the first time in his career. Did we have any Monday Night games last year? Yeah, no, Pittsburgh was Sunday night.
Did we not have Monday?
I know we had a Sunday night and a Thursday night.
Yeah, I think we had... Yeah, we didn't have a Monday, I don't think.
Yeah, either way. I think guys like that...
We had 2 Thursdays.
They're fired up. Yeah, Thursdays are dumb. But, I think we come out and just give them a good old school molly whopping. As long as we don't let Derrick Henry get all crazy on us, we'll be set. So let's go 30. That's going to be a low score, and they're going to try to pass the ball late. So we'll go 30-13, Miami Dolphins on ESPN Deportes. The Tua MVP chants are insane at this point.
I think this is the biggest trap game for me. That's a well coached team with not a great roster. It's also a Monday night game, like you said, but at least it's in Miami. I think it being in Miami helps a lot. I can't remember the last time. I think the last time the Titans had to come down to Miami was Vrabel's first year coaching. And it was the year where we got hit with a hurricane or storm.
Yeah, I was at that game too. It was a lightning delay.
8-hour game.
Yeah, it was the longest game in NFL history.
Yeah, Vrabel's first game ever was the longest game in NFL history. Poor bastard.
Yeah. Wow, that was his first game. That's cool.
Yeah. I think, I don't know, man. This is a tough one. They're going to be tough to beat. They're going to have that feel of like a team that's a team that hasn't been performing as well as they feel they should because they're coached well. And I'm going to say we lose. If I had to pick a game out of all the bad teams that we face that we named, you know, I'm going to say it's this one that we lose. This is my commander, your Commanders. This is my Titans.
Respect.
So I could see us dropping this one. I actually think the end of the schedule right here gets a little shaky for us, but let's say we lose this one in the fourth quarter. It's a low-scoring affair. Maybe like a 17-21 we lose kind of thing.
I like that. I don't like it, but
me neither.
I can respect it. Everyone needs to have a Mander on their schedule every once in a while, you know?
Yeah. We go back to play the Jets again. Back on schedule 6 days later. Because the Jets have the easiest schedule in the NFL, and they get to play every divisional opponent coming off a Monday night game at least once. because the NFL wants to see the New York Jets do well for the sake of the New York market and Aaron Rodgers and They're trying to shove it down everyone's throat. And that's why the Jets are favored higher than us as far as Vegas is concerned, is because they know that they got the NFL aiding their the wind behind their little wings. Mm-hmm. But I would love to win this game. I do think that we split, whether it's the other one or this one. I think we split with the Jets, so I guess I'll chalk this one up as an L, unfortunately. Just to play it safe, let's call it another close one. Maybe 24-21 again, something like that. Jets win this one.
Nice. Yeah, nah.
What about you?
I'm not splitting anything with the Jets. I think this is going to be a really slow, ugly game. I don't know.
3-6 game like last year?
Yeah. Like, I don't know if it'll just be the weather or the vibes or what it'll be. But I don't like this one. But at this point, I have us at what? 11-2 or 12-2?
Yeah.
So we're looking to lock up the division. This will put us 5-0 in the division with one division game left and probably a good enough record to be fighting for first overall, like home field. So I'm going to give this one 10-7, Miami. Tua with another 2-minute drive to go ahead and seal it over Aaron Rodgers.
It would be nice. Send him to retirement.
Send him to the shadow realm, dude, with three comfort behind victories, bunch of primetime victories, one in the division. Let's get your MVP, Tua.
Who's going to hit him with a Moderna shot in the ass cheek on the way to the locker room?
Yeah, I saw that Novak stick. I'm like, dude.
Oh, man.
You're outside, Aaron. Love to see it, man. Keep it up. He's reckless.
What do we got? Yeah, is for you the Christmas game here.
Oh, yeah. Merry Christmas. If there's one person that I have zero fear of in life, it's Mike McCarthy.
Okay, I was wondering who you were going to say. I was like, oh, don't do Dak like that.
Nah,
yeah,
nah, I'm
with you on that.
Dak will beat me up. So Michael Parsons, so pretty much that whole team, but Mike McCarthy could not. I would wear that old man out. And
we need to
run
screens this game. We need to get the ball out of Tua's hand when Micah Parsons on the field.
Absolutely. But when it comes to Dak versus our defense, there's one thing our defense will do. It'll get us the ball. So that'll be our Christmas present. It'll be the defense. Let's say they force 4 interceptions on Dak. I don't care what Micah Parsons is doing. If we got 4 interceptions, we're winning the damn game. So we'll go 21-17, Miami.
If we get 4 interceptions and score 21 points, I'll be ashamed. I don't think we're going to get 4 interceptions, so I think that this defense is going to be different than what we're used to seeing. We're about to see a slow burn defense. It's going to look a lot more like that week 2 Bills game or whatever it was, week 3 Bills game last year, where we just kept offenses on the field really, really, really long and slowed them down and made them run the most boring offense they've ever seen if they wanted to even have a chance to get to the red zone. Like, I have a feeling that's going to be the type of defense we see. So it might limit the amount of like turnovers we get on the defensive side of the ball. They might be stout, but not as turnover play worthy, you know?
You go ahead and tell Javon Holland and Xavier Howard and Jalen Ramsey they're not going to get as many interceptions or anything because of the scheme.
I mean, we'll see if Jalen Ramsey's out there, but
by Christmas, Merry Christmas or Happy New Year. That
I'm about to call up Byron Jones.
For what?
See if he can come play real quick,
bro.
Versus his old team.
Yeah. Or he can just, he can like help the DBs coach or one of them just coordinate a little bit. But I don't know.
This is a mid-afternoon thing, like turkey on the table, ham stuffed.
At the Rock, maybe?
I mean?
Yeah.
So this is the one I was saying I might go to. I would love to have a room at the Hard Rock. Got some friends that are going to be staying there for a birthday this weekend, on this weekend, not this weekend, but the December 24th weekend. So it'd be super cool to see that one in person. I do think the Cowboys have top 3 on paper roster probably in the league. Like all the obnoxious Cowboy fans that say this is our year, like, I don't want to say it to them, but I'll say it to you. Like, this could be, you know, a year for them. Like, they really got a squad.
Oh, yeah.
I have this one as a loss. I had this one as a loss, I think, from the jump. And I hate the Cowboys. And the most, like, obnoxious person in my fantasy chat is a Cowboys fan. And just everything about it is terrible to imagine us losing this game. But I do think that this is an L for us. Like I said, I have the end of the season a little shaky here. So we dropped the Titans game. We dropped the Jets game. We dropped the Cowboys game.
Yeah, I don't like what you're doing anymore. I'm going to stop complimenting you. But
I'm sorry. But I went like 8-0 in the beginning. So we're just evening it out here.
No, you did it. And you had us losing to Buffalo.
What week did we play them?
Like week 5.
Yeah, we'll wait till we get to the second Buffalo game. I got a surprise for you.
Okay, well, I think if this game isn't a win for Dallas, this is the game Mike McCarthy gets fired. Or he should be.
I could see them beating us and he still gets fired. That's exactly how this could go.
Yeah, that'd be better, honestly.
Let's call it a... Oof, man, how many points are they going to score? 28-20.
Respectable.
28-20. Their defense is good.
It's very good.
Cowboys win that one. And then we move to Baltimore at the Ravens. Boy, are they, you know, the Ravens got this one circled. And this is a New Year's Eve game.
Baltimore.
You know that all they're going to talk about is last year and the way that game went down and how there's no chance that we're coming into Baltimore and doing that again. So I feel like it's a good chance this is another loss. But, man, I mean, I don't know. I think this is tough sledding at the end of the schedule here.
Yeah.
But because we lose on my book to the Titans, Jets, and the Cowboys, we bounce back here against the Ravens. Looks like we're not going to win it. It's grim. And then we do somehow, but not like how we did it last year. So same story, different author for last year. And it'll be a 27-21 game.
All right.
We win.
All right.
What do you think?
So I'm just going to lightly just one up you a little bit. Just go 28-21 Miami.
Perfect.
Because, yeah.
Field goals.
Let's just go ahead and lock this one up. I think this either locks in home field advantage or at least completely locks down the division. So, yeah, at 14-2, as much as Lamar and the Ravens want this game bad, that's too bad. Tua is going to go ahead and finish this thing out. So, yeah, 28-21 Miami. Then we're on to the Rock for one more round with Josh Allen. And, I think I've made it very clear how I feel about Buffalo this year. I ain't afraid of them. And, yeah, I think at this point we're probably resting starters. I don't think they're competing to make a wild card run or something like that. But I think Tua sits. This is going to be either a Mike White or a Skyler game. And Buffalo can have it. I don't care. We're resting for the playoffs. So we'll go 28-10 Buffalo, but that's without us playing our starters. We finished the season 14-3. If not a first round bye, we have a home playoff game to start. So we're chilling. What do you got?
Wow. I think this game matters because we lost the first Buffalo game and we lost one of the Jets games. So we got to play it. And hopefully it matters for them too. Should. Think we win and we end the season 12-5. Score for this one? Oof. No idea. This is always the hardest one because it's all over the place. The Buffalo Miami games are like some of the hardest score predictions that you could possibly come up with. But let's do it like what was the playoff game? It was like 31-34. Let's do something like that.
Yeah.
31-34, except we're on the other side of it. Finish the season 12-5. and win the division.
Not mad about it.
Am I being crazy?
Are both of us being crazy? What if we just come?
You're always being crazy.
Yeah, it's a fact. But, you know, for all we know, we still might not have any losses at this point. For all we know, we might not have any wins at this point. And we're just fighting to get that first one. You know? Like, I don't know anything.
I'm just glad I put 5 losses on there. So at least at the end of the year, if we end 12-5, I can be right about something.
I got us with 3, so I'm cool with that.
3 L's, huh? That'll be a great year. Girlfriend gets worried about what my mood's going to be like during the season. And I'm like, well, we're supposed to win more games than lose this year, so I should be in a better mood than not most of the time.
Listen, Sydney. Listen loud and clear. As long as they block for number 1, 14 wins.
Well, she told me she hated football after she saw Tua get concussed.
I can't really argue with anyone with that opinion.
We went out. I'm superstitious about leaving the house for the game. Every game that I leave the house for, the Dolphins lose. It's been like that for like 10 years now. If I stay at home and watch it, sure, yeah, sometimes they lose. But it's a guaranteed loss if I leave. One year, we played Andrew Luck and the Colts. And we were up 28-0, I think, or something like that. 21-0 at the half. This is like 2018, 2017, maybe 2016.
Probably 2017, I want to say.
This is 2016 because Tannehill was playing.
Hell yeah, even better.
So we're up by like 21-0. And I'm like, I heard about this Dolphins bar in Los Angeles. I'd never checked it out before. So I'm like, man, we're winning by 3 touchdowns at the half. Like, now's the time to leave. So let me take a little Uber and go check it out. Went. There's this dude sitting at the bar. The whole place is packed. It's catered. It's awesome. There's this dude sitting next to me at the bar. They all of them go in there every week, and I'm the new guy, and they're very welcoming to me, though. All wearing, like, Merino jerseys and Zonka jerseys, you know, like.
Real ones. Super chill.
None of them are from Florida.
Yeah.
they're all like Dan Marino fans from the 80s that lived in California because they had no teams over here. And this dude at the bar next to me is just like, I don't know, man. You know, Tannehill has a way to just choke these games away. The Miami's going to do what Miami does. And everyone's like, shut the hell up. His friends are like, dude, will you shut up? And I'm like getting annoyed by it. I'm like, dude, I think these things already on my own. I don't need you to do this to me. Then they score, Colts score, and he's like, see what I tell you? See what I tell you? And I watch this man manifest this next to me. And sure as hell, the Colts come back and win this game. And I go back and Uber home, and I was like, I'm never leaving the house while the Dolphins game is on ever again.
Guess what, ouch?
I did.
Tua heard your prayers. And he said, I'm going to take care of that for you. That's what this tattoo means. He didn't just get that sleeve for himself, bro. He got it for you. That way.
I'll get a tribal sleeve if we win 14 games.
What about it when he beats Justin Herbert with you there week 1? That
would mean a lot, you know, because I did leave the house again last year for the Chargers game, and they did lose again.
Yeah, so the math ain't looking good for you, but again, this year's different. And the last couple of years have been different. They've been exceeding expectations and still somehow letting everyone down. It's impressive. But
we got rid of Noah Igbinoghene.
See that? And we got Kelvin Joseph. So
I don't know what that means, but hopefully they start Noah versus on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Cowboys.
Yeah, he'll be starting on kick, probably kick return, kickoff. Maybe some punt return. I don't know if they'll have him on punt, but he'll be starting.
Other than that, what else? Oh, you saw team captains came out today. 2 usual suspects.
Yep.
Tua, Tyreek Hill, Taron Armstead, Christian Wilkins, Xavier Howard, Javon Holland, and Alec Ingold.
Is there?
And then we named Mike White QB2. Which is a shock.
Not when you look at their paychecks.
I mean, yeah, I get that, but that's never been the reason that our depth chart is in what order it's in. I get it, but I mean, Mike White looked abysmal. Absolutely awful. And Skyler looked pretty bad too, but at least he like balanced out, you know, and was able to put some drives together in that last preseason game. Mike White, he didn't get to play as much because he got a concussion. Yeah, the guy who's there to help our quarterback in the case he gets concussions was concussed in the first preseason game. So,
you know, so what does that mean?
You know, but he won the job over Skyler. I find that hard to believe. So it's just strange.
It's all strange. That's why we're going to put up 14 wins. None of it makes sense, and it's all made up. Well,
whether it's 14 wins, like you say, or 12 wins, like I say, or 6 wins and you find me at the bottom of an ocean somewhere, it has been real. It has been your two favorite degenerates, your two favorite Dolphin hosts. Your boy, Ouch. Follow me on Twitter at YFinsYY. Follow Chief Sutt at Chief Sutt. Follow the podcast at Day One Dolphins. Fins up.
Fins for the win. Again.
Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen. We're in the air, we're on the ground, we're always in control. And when you say Miami, you're talking Super Bowl, 'cause we're the Miami Dolphins.